Welcome to the Home Study Course, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Separation Counseling, Brief Interventions for Divorcing Couples. Our primary intent for this Home Study Course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Jared Baxter. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with divorce. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content, either for your own purposes, or if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce the CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of the CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded them. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to that next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They're merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapist or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purpose of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as 5 steps for day-to-day survival, being straight with the kids, anger, regaining self-worth, intimate discontent, the anxiety complex, the impact of infidelity, overcoming self-critical behavior, separation stress, substance abuse and misuse, dealing with the ex, the speaker-listener technique, and finding and experiencing forgiveness. So let's get started. On the rest of this track, we will discuss the timetable to recovery from divorce. There are 3 general stages to recovery. They are hurting in the first few months, exploring in the first year, and becoming you in the next couple of years. As you listen to this track, you might consider how your client can benefit from understanding this timetable. Carol, age 36, was an intelligent, well-educated personnel manager for a medium-sized corporation. Carol had been married to Richard for 13 years and had no children. Carol had come to me for counseling to try to save her marriage. At Carol's second session, she arrived disheveled and fragile. Her expression was dazed, her posture stooped, and her voice flat and inconsolable. I asked Carol what had happened since our last talk. Carol stated, "Richard went to the cottage for the long weekend, by himself, said he had to be alone, he needed space. When he got home, he said we needed to talk. He said he was unhappy and dissatisfied with our marriage, sex life, all of it. He said he'd been waiting for it to change for a long time, for me to change. So next day, he left. He told me I should call a lawyer. He even gave me the number for one." By the time Carol stopped crying, I was out of Kleenex. One of the first things I find productive to discuss with clients who have recently become separated, like Carol, is the timetable to recovery. I find that this topic helps clients look toward the future, and, even if only momentarily, distract them from the initial pain of separation which can hinder other cognition. I stated to Carol, the first few weeks immediately after separation are the worst. You feel as if you're in a deep, black pit. This is survival time. At this stage, you have only one basic goal. That is to live your life from day to day. If you can simply survive from day to day, you've achieved success for now. The rest can wait. You are, in fact, playing a waiting game. You're waiting for the acute pain of your breakup to ebb away. Gradually, your disorientation will be replaced by a growing sense of autonomy and well-being, rooted in the new adult self you're creating, appropriate to the new circumstances of your life. That's the payoff. But for the time being, all you can do is tough it out. Following a summary of what many clients experience in the first few weeks or months of separation, I then discussed with Carol some of what to expect after that. I stated, the first stage typically lasts about 3 months, less for some people, more for others. However long it lasts, just surviving from day to day must be your main concern. Then, around 3 months after separation, you'll start looking out over the edges of your dark emotional pit. You'll start to feel a desire to know what's out there for you. Increasingly, you'll think about rejoining the world as a full participant instead of remaining a bystander. This is the second stage. During the next several months, you'll make your first forays into the outside world. In the next stage, usually 12 to 24 months after separation, you'll follow up those forays by becoming more seriously involved with the people and activities that interest and attract you. The pain of your marriage breakup will begin to fade, even if it doesn't entirely disappear. You'll develop a clearer, sharper sense of yourself as a single person, an individual. Finally, I stated to Carol, anywhere between 2 and 3 years after separation, your distinctive adult self will take shape. You'll no longer feel like the damaged half of a broken marriage. You'll derive your unique identity from being a capable, competent adult human being, separate but whole. This timetable may seem arbitrary, but it corresponds to the actual recovery experiences of the great majority of my clients and many people like them. In all probability, it will become your client's experience too. On this track, we discussed the timetable to recovery. There are 3 general stages to recovery. They are hurting in the first few months, exploring in the first year, and becoming you in the next couple of years. On the next track, we will discuss 5 steps for day-to-day survival. As we discussed on this track, the client's goal for the first few months after divorce or separation are simply getting by from day to day. I find 5 steps which can help clients out in just doing that. These are see a lawyer, plan finances, let people know, make a comfortable nest, and treat yourself. Question 1. What are 3 general stages to recovery?